for USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
President Trump hosted a roundtable discussion in Washington called Fighting for America's Seniors. It covered a wide range of topics, including the United States' recent departure from the World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization has been very disappointing. To the world, they've been disappointing. And they've been a puppet of China. And so, no, I'm not reconsidering unless they get their act together.
With the new outbreak of the coronavirus in Beijing, World Health Organization officials have been discussing the claim that it might have been caused by imports or packaging of salmon. Here's Dr. Michael Ryan of the WHO Health Emergencies Program.
There have been much research done on the potential for coronaviruses and other viruses to survive on many surfaces, including packaging. In this particular case, I think we need to look at what has happened in this case. I don't believe it's the primary hypothesis, but it needs to be explored.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump hosted a roundtable discussion in Washington called Fighting for America's Seniors. It covered a wide range of topics, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton releasing his tell-all book.
I think it's totally inappropriate that he does a book. I think I gave him a break. He couldn't get Senate confirmed. He was never Senate confirmed the first time. I don't think he's supposed to even be calling himself an ambassador because he couldn't get Senate confirmed. He got in through a little trick.
During that same roundtable discussion, President Trump turned to AG Bill Barr for further clarification on the legality of the release.
People who come to work in the government and have access to sensitive information generally sign an agreement that says that they have to go through a clearance process before they can publish the book. And we don't believe that Bolton went through that process, hasn't completed the process, and therefore is in violation of that agreement.
This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Supreme Court deals the Trump administration a pair of defeats. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
In one ruling, the High Court said federal law prohibits workplace discrimination against gay, lesbian, and transgender persons. In other words, workers cannot be fired over sexual orientation or gender identity. The ruling, 6-3, with Chief Justice John Roberts and Trump appointee Neil Gorsuch ruling with the High Court's majority. The court also rejected the administration's bid to throw out a California immigrant sanctuary law that limits local police cooperation with federal immigration authorities. And in another ruling, the court said Atlantic Coast Pipeline can build a natural gas pipeline under a portion of the Appalachian Trail. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Florida man fought off a 13-foot alligator to save his pet dog, Loki. Former Army Staff Sergeant Trent Tweddle and his dog are recovering after a morning walk turned into a nightmare.
The gator grabbed the dog by the front arm and dragged him into the water there. I grabbed the dog's collar to try to pull him back, and I ended up in a tug-of-war match with this gator, and the gator was not letting go. So I let go of the collar, and I got about knee-deep into the water and started pounding on the gator's head until he eventually let go.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.